This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rows. Dynamic banter.
Hey, welcome back to Bill. Bill,
why don't you tell us what we're cooking up today, Bill?
I'll tell you, Bill. We're cooking up a hog wash.
They're both named Bill.
We're both named Bill, and this is Bill,
The idea is that he's so good at cooking that he gets so excited for what he makes.
This guy's trajectory is he blows the fuck up on TikTok. I'm making me a slap wash sandwich.
Now what is that?
I'll tell you what it is. You slap this tri-tip beef in the wash. You put in your mama's spices. And then you mix it up. You hear the lady that says this isn't, you have to buy this track. In the beginning, listen.
DJ Clue.
Listen.
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
So Bill, does all these like crazy, they do all these crazy food, and then they get a show on the Food Network.
I would 200% have a shirt that said Bill, on it. In like a pretty
a
hat.
Yeah, a sticker. I'd have a bumper sticker. I'd have everything.
Bill, you get into an argument with someone, or like a fender bender.
Yeah.
And you see their bumper sticker, and you're like,
oh, fuck. You like Bill,
Bill,
Or like when you see someone with the bumper sticker and you're on the freeway and you roll down the window. Bill,
During the winter when you can't roll down the window.
With the cross eyes.
I'm ready for Bill. I would vote for Bill,
Me too, man.
Yeah. He seems like a good dude. He's authentic.
We love him.
And he knows that he needs to be marketable.
And so those are the people that get those shows.
Yeah.
When they're authentic and they're like...
Dude, I met... Who's that... God damn it. The Caveman. They just gave him a show.
Caveman?
It's like beards and beers or something like
Let me do a search.
No, I'm so... Because I just met him at the fucking... In a plane... And he was so fucking nice. And he does caveman shit on TikTok. And he's like
how to survive. Like Beard Man? Is it Beard Man?
What does he look like?
Beards and beers?
Yeah. Yeah.
The caveman?
Super sexy looking guy. Looks like me giving the most possible effort.
Caveman. So should I type in like caveman TikTok?
TikTok caveman? It'll probably be the first thing that shows up. I don't have my
phone. Who's the TikTok caveman? Oh, here we go.
Hey, who's that TikTok caveman?
He's a professional caveman.
Yeah. He like takes people around.
Oh, and he's got a big white beard and he's handsome.
Yeah.
Donnie Dust.
And I walked out to him at the airport and I said, are you Donnie Dust, dude? And he's like, yeah.
Hell yeah. Bill,
You want to show me how to make a plane?
And he was just so fucking nice. And that's the type of person, like you have a set of skills and you know that you got to be marketable.
Yeah.
And those people find a home on TikTok. Like,
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like you'd never know this guy. You never would have seen this guy.
No.
And the cool thing, like, look, we talk a lot about TikTok here.
We talk a lot of shit.
We talk a lot of shit about a lot of shit. But we also talk about how we like a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And that's the show.
Welcome back.
Dynamic banter.
But, dude, this guy would have never had a YouTube channel.
He might have. That's the kind of
here's
thing.
Here's why. Not I think he YouTube wouldn't have.
Uh-huh.
If TikTok didn't exist.
Yeah.
TikTok is the easiest way. What I'm trying to say. My brain broke. TikTok has it easiest way.
Let me say this. Let me stop you right there. Playing chess, TikTok. Doing sandwiches on a Thursday in the sunset. That's Vine.
TikTok.
TikTok.
Mike, what, TikTok is the one it. Dude, okay, here. What I'm trying to say is that TikTok makes it really easy to have something like a YouTube channel, right?
I don't know what you mean.
So, like, to have a YouTube channel that works, that's seen by the millions of people. This guy has 5 million followers.
Yeah, you, there's a different series of things that you got
to
do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. To like, and TikTok makes it way easier.
It speeds that up, I guess.
It speeds up the whole YouTube process. And it doesn't require you to do any pre-production. Well, it doesn't require you to do
much as you want or as little as you want.
Exactly.
And then if you have a channel where it's just like different variations on that familiar thing, why people like you, that's the
right.
That's the ticket to success.
Totally.
Because you could go watch that, like, same video but different 1,000 times, and in his case, like, learn something.
Yeah.
If you're ever in the bush.
I want brush. You louder. I want you right in my ear.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
And then I'll equalize it. They call it the great TikTok equalizer.
Walking in the woods.
Outside.
Eating
man.
A sandwich. Kind of doing a one-bedroom apartment.
Dude, TikTok. What if the next time someone asks us to be an interview, like, can we interview you on our show?
Yeah, absolutely.
You just come and say shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts on TikTok? Well, I honestly, in my opinion.
If you're asking my thoughts.
Yeah. My thoughts are, like, okay, so there's mountain ranges all around LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere you drive, you see it.
I saw one today.
Right. You can't avoid it. And TikTok has this, and it's almost as good.
As a mountain range.
As a mountain range.
Okay. Okay. I think I follow you.
But what I'm saying about Donnie Dust, Mike, is that if I was like, Donnie Dust, what you do all this really, really cool like survival stuff or whatever. I wonder how he got his start. I'd like to learn about how, like, why he's doing this. Like, is this a part of his job?
Sure.
Stuff like that. Because that's important. But I think the fact that Donnie Dust can do everything on his phone, and with a YouTube channel, you could totally do everything on your phone, too.
Mm-hmm.
But YouTube almost demands a higher quality.
Yeah.
And I think that in order for that algorithm to catch you and show you to people, it's got to be good. And it's got to look good.
It's been all different things.
Right. And TikTok is like, it doesn't have to look good
right.
for it to blow the fuck up.
People aren't expecting it to look like amazing.
Right. It doesn't matter. And when it does, it's real good. And that's the whole other thing. But for this guy, it's like, I love that it's because of TikTok that we get to see this.
Also, you can make like, I got one of the iPhone 13.
Mm.
And it's fucking crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy how good you can make the thing, like, better than anything I had in, even in, like, prime YouTube days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, for sure.
Which is kind of crazy.
With, like, expensive-ass cameras and shit. Yeah. So...
Mommy got bored with her.
So this guy, he's like, and... So I'm going to play... Can I play a little bit of this guy?
Can you build a shelter? Yeah. I'm getting ready to kick off a winter survival.
So he starts all of his shit the same.
Yeah, he's like every.
He has like a shtick.
All of his stuff is. It seems the same.
Can you make a motorcycle out of rocks? Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
It's called a Quincy. What I'm gonna do is essentially make.
But he's so he's very handsome. He's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
He's got beautiful eyes, and so he just shows you how, if you wanted to, you could live like a caveman.
Yeah, if you needed to. And I think he has like land, and I think he like takes people out. I think that's like his main.
Whoa.
He's like a guide.
And shows you like how to do that?
Yeah.
Dude, what a cool.
Can you make a house out of a wish and a feather? Yeah.
A house out of a wish?
All you have is desire and a couple strings.
Listen, my son made a wish last night. Do you think you could use that to build me a settlement?
Yeah. I want to tie it up.
His sigh. Yeah.
Okay, so first what I do is get a wood round and I poke a hole through it.
And that's how we're gonna catch your son's wish. Now when did he make it? It might still be in the air.
He makes a wish detector out of trees.
And then he's like trying to catch it. He's like
You might have to cut around this.
You get your boy to make that wish one more time. You
turned him into Bill,
yeah. Welcome back.
You gotta give him Dusty voice, not
Sonic. We're making Bill, yeah. Today on Bill, yeah, we're gonna slap a hog.
Why? Why? Why?
Pre-tenderization, my friend. It's important.
Chicken pre-tenders. We're going to slap a hog.
Pre-tenders.
And the food is undeniably good.
Oh, dude.
It's amazing, dude.
You don't even know.
Bill, yeah.
Dude, I was on... dude, I just love TikTok, man. I love it.
It's very good. It's fun.
There's so much trash.
Yeah.
And there's so much awful shit, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
I got a good A-rhythm going.
I love my algorithm, dude. I really love it. It took a while to curate it. Uh-huh. But, man. And I share a little bit of it on my Instagram stories and stuff. But, yeah. Man, I got one that I want to share with you, Mike.
Okay. Dude, you know what's so great about TikTok? Is a lot of people who share stuff with me. Mm-hmm. Get it right on. Yeah. I don't know if that's a measure of a good friend.
Right, right. They know you'd like it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is stuff that it's very possible you won't like it.
Also, while Steve is trying to find this, I'm going to say that sharing, especially on Instagram, literally sharing stuff with other people helps the show a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan and Leah have been doing a great job.
Yeah.
On clips. Those so clips, if you ever like any of those, share them with your friends. People who maybe thought we died when SourceFed ended, or new people who you think are a little bit weird.
It's so funny that you say that because it's so true. There's people that think we just died when SourceFed ended.
Fuck, Discovery.
That's crazy. Sold they're that all company dead.
And they're all dead.
That they all got to be, they had to be shot.
Dude, Darren and Ava are doing cool stuff on TikTok.
Dude, yeah, they are.
And all
are.
Their stuff looks so pretty.
They are. And that's the thing. Like, if you're doing, like, really, like, awesome-looking stuff, you stand above the rest on TikTok because you don't really have to put much effort into your thing for it to blow the fuck up.
No.
But if you make it look real good, people are like, ooh, what's this?
You can kind of make it whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
And it'll find the people it's supposed to
even
find.
If it's, like, bonkers.
Yeah.
Dude, I fell down the rabbit hole of this like one guy that's like
the guy who drinks glue.
The guy that eats a pencil on live.
On God.
On God? The guy that eats a pencil, no cap.
It's a whole pen, no cap.
Whole pen, no cap. Eating the whole pen. He leaves the cap.
That's the title of
that. Whole pen, no cap. That's the watch me eat this whole
pen. He just
pen.
Has a wall of caps.
Yeah.
Loves it, dude. He loves it.
Dude, and then like one day you're like scrolling through TikTok and then you see that he's selling like keychains with the caps on them. He's like, yeah, you want getting on my caps? Trying to monetize his fucking dumb shit.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. There's like so much shit, dude. Like, I found this guy that, like, he looks...
These are all just genius TikTokers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're just throwing them out there.
You're welcome.
Bill,
also,
yeah?
We should say don't eat pens. We should say that for the record.
No, but you know what, man? That's not going to stop him.
Yeah, but we do have to say it.
I guess we should say it to be responsible.
We don't advise.
Although, you know, can I say something? I think everything around us is like strictly meant to be eaten.
Uh-oh. We're doing one of these episodes.
Here we go. We're gonna lose some sponsors on this one. Dude.
Except fresh, everything around me.
Except when it...
I got my HelloFresh and they had me build a table.
Dude. And I ate it. My whole family ate the meal, and then we ate the table.
Yes.
But, dude, you know things are supposed to be edible in case you eat them, and everyone has been sued to oblivion because, for, like, something.
Yeah.
And so every company like, does their absolute damnedest to cover their asses from every angle of the, like, being sued spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, unless explicitly it says it cannot be eaten, I'm telling you, you can eat it.
Dude, unless there's literally a sign on
it that says "Do not eat this,"
that has a guy, a man, going like this,
or it's got one of those circles with the line through it, and it's got a guy eating like a pizza. Dude, I think you can eat anything in this room,
and I'll start kind of on this side,
and then we'll start over here. Yeah.
Well, when would you die? You would die as soon as you started licking the paint off the walls, for sure.
Well, see, even this paint, like, this is, like, new paint. Like, paint from the 70s, paint from the 80s.
Yeah, but I think that this you think is probably
so? You think so?
80s paint.
Like, this hasn't been painted since the 80s?
I'm trying as best as I can.
As best as the best of us. As best of us. No,
it's definitely painted every time there's a new tenant.
But maybe there's something under it. There's maybe under a few layers.
That were built in the 70s?
Yeah.
You don't want to put your mouth on that. But we're getting too interior.
But dude, people like...
You think you could eat that horn and not die? The fact that you're even thinking about
maybe
it.
Maybe not.
If you put that much metal in you,
maybe not the horn.
Do you know that would shred your insides? That horn wouldn't even see your stomach unless you started with the bulb first, which I would suggest.
Yeah, because by the time you get to like the brass pieces or something,
there's no
any edge of that would cut you the fuck up.
That's why you need a friend like me in your life. To tell you that you can't.
But, I think you could eat a few pens. And I think you could eat the cap. And it would be okay. Like, that ink needs to be edible, dude. It needs to be. Like, when they're making ink for Bic pens or whatever.
You're saying edible, just not poisonous.
Yes. It won't kill you unless you, like...
I think if you had a lot of it,
it'll still kill you. Yeah.
How many pens is a lot?
That's what I'm saying. But that's the thing. Like, you know, because, like, imagine in the history of the, like, Bic. You hear some nice music, but it's not there. Imagine, like, okay, let's pull out some nice music while we imagine. Okay? All right? Here we go. All right. Imagine in the history of, like, let's pick one of the big pen companies.
Bic.
It's the first one that comes to mind.
Name the second one.
Oh, man.
Pilot. Name a third one. Sharpie.
Wow, dude. Nice work.
That's kind of cheating, but.
Well, they have pens.
Uniball. Anyway.
Sure,
we instantly got sliced.
Yeah, nice work, man.
Bic.
All right, you know your pens. This guy knows his pens. I know who's on my bar to me team.
He sucks every week.
Except they're going to ask about pens, I swear.
Dude, I don't know anything about The Simpsons. I never saw The Simpsons.
He goes,
How did you not watch The Simpsons?
That's insane. No one missed The Simpsons. He goes up to the guy.
Sam, Cartman, Kyle, and John?
What's the matter with you? Oh my God, they killed John? You bastards! Where were you? Where were you? In the 90s!
You're out.
I swear they'll ask questions about pens. And he goes up to the guy who runs it afterwards. And he's like, man, your trivia is killing it every week. Maybe we should add some pen trivia in there.
Damn, it seems like somebody wins pretty easy this week. You know how to really stump them.
Just a suggestion.
I can write you 5 questions about pens right now. You don't have to use them.
Hey, dude, whatever this is coming off. Wearing a fake mustache? I know it's you. You're on that team that comes around every week where they're real mad at you.
The Ballpoint Boys.
I don't got any pen trivia, bro. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Don't tell my team. I got nowhere else to be.
I don't have any friends. These are my only friends.
Don't worry.
Have mercy on me, please. I'm begging you now.
Ask a question about pens.
Please. I'll pay you every week. I'll pay you every week.
Ask a question about pens.
Okay. In the history of the Bic company.
Yes.
Corporation. Dude, just imagine. I mean, just close your eyes and imagine how many fucking people have tried to sue them.
Yeah.
For the stupidest shit.
That it tastes bad.
And let's just say, for example, because this is the first one that came to mind, and for me, it seems like plausible. Okay? This is hypothetical, but plausible. Welcome back.
It's like a sound bath.
So, imagine that, like, there's a kid, right? And maybe he's got anxiety. Sure. And every day in class, he chomps down a Bic pen.
A whole pen. Swallows it.
Chomps it into little pieces.
So you're getting microplastics. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he's just eating them. Yeah. And he's been doing it since he was a little kid, and they can't stop him from doing it. And they're trying to stop him.
The sides of his mouth are blue.
Right. And he's done that for like 5 years.
Sounds like he needs some help.
Right? And then one day, doctors check little Timmy's tummy, and they're like, "What the fuck are you feeding this kid? Am I right?"
Yeah.
In my opinion, you should stop feeding this boy pens.
The audience isn't sure if they're ready to
laugh. The pen is mightier than the sandwich.
Guy holding up a sign.
Doctor, is my son going to live? It depends on if you stop feeding him pens. Thank you.
The Oscar goes to
the pen guy. So like, and then the doctor's like, "Your son's been eating pens and now it's bad and you gotta stop that."
Yeah.
And so like, imagine this is like the 70s or something.
Yeah.
When their stuff might have had straight up poison in it. This kid dies.
Yeah.
And they're like, "We blame you, Bic."
Yeah. You didn't tell us. Okay.
You didn't tell us we couldn't eat the pen. Why would you sell us
something we couldn't eat?
Why would you sell us something we couldn't eat? Exactly. Why would you offer the public? Why would you release a product that you couldn't eat?
And then the Bic spokesman comes out and says, "You specifically shouldn't have any of our razors."
Right? Please don't ever buy our razors. Dude.
Is everybody else all right?
Can I make a promise to our audience?
Wait, so what is the point of the story?
The promise to our audience is this.
Don't say what I think you're going to say.
Everything we make, you can eat.
I'm not on board with
that. And that's our promise. And from here on out,
no.
If you wanted to, we hope you don't.
Because.
I want you to know that we hope you don't.
Because you can.
Because you can eat anything we sell you. That's our promise.
No, man. After a story about people getting sued. You said that.
Well, here's what it is. So, like, I'm thinking that, like...
You said this is a good ending to this story.
I'm thinking the company had to modify their ingredients, modify their products over time from the beginning of their company, from the entire timeline of their company.
Yeah.
Imagine how often they'd have to modify their process of making their pens and releasing them to the public
for it to not
poison your child after 5 years of eating it for some medical unfortunate reason.
You think there was a year where they're like, "We got to make everything out of Pischettis"?
I think they're like, I think there's probably departments in major companies where their whole job is to make sure if someone eats their product they don't die.
What department is that?
The Department of
Health and Safety.
Health and Safety. Or if you want to get silly, we could call it the Department of No Bad Tummies, NBT.
I'm an NBT officer.
I'm a coordinator down at NBT at BIC.
This is our first date. Hey, yeah. So I've talked forever about me. Mm. How about you? What do you do?
That's okay. My shit's not super interesting.
No, I would love to know what you do. Where'd you get that personality?
Well, I actually work at Bic. You know the pen
Bic,
company?
The pens. Yeah. I ate one of the razors once.
No way! What the fuck?
Anyway, that's enough so about funny me.
Because actually, I work in NBT at Bic.
And what does that mean?
Well, so I'm a coordinator, which means that I have a little team under me, and we just make sure there's no bad tummies. Outside of the, once this product's out.
No bad.
This linguine is out of sight.
Isn't it?
No bad tummies. NBT is like my team. We're the we work. It's an NBT.
And you said, is that like with Bitcoin and?
No, that's NFT.
You buy it with Eurathian.
That's NFTs. You buy it with Uretha Franklin. Urethra coin. So yeah, I'm just saying that like we don't even know, dude. I bet we can eat an iPhone. The glass is dangerous.
So is everything inside of it.
The silicon, maybe.
Battery, can't eat batteries. Batteries kill babies.
Let's find out if we can eat a battery.
No, Steve, that's not something that you should need to Google. I'll say that.
Dude, but listen, again, in the history of, let's say, Energizer, not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Bic, not a sponsor.
Will never be.
Ever.
Probably not.
Because you can't eat it. We only
eat things we could use.
We only everything I eat. I'm a utilitarian.
Everything I eat, I use.
A utilitarian? Utilitarian.
I'll make something out of everything I eat, and that's my promise to you.
Everything I eat, I use it first, and then I eat it. What about that hammer over there? I haven't used it yet.
I just got it.
Just got it.
It looks kind of old.
Yeah, secondhand. Dude, here's the deal, man. Think about it. Even with Energizer, you got to think about how like they've probably had to cover their ass.
Yeah, of course.
From people that are like eating their batteries.
Yeah. You ever swallow anything weird?
I think I swallowed a tooth.
Yeah, but you made the tooth.
It wasn't mine. But I did drink water. I chased it with water.
The weirdest sound bad. You're floating in the fucking in the thing. It's a story about somebody ate somebody else's tooth.
Yeah, I ate someone else's tooth. But it wasn't it was with consent. So nothing weird.
Thank you for and it's so important to
it
have
is
that
important to ask before you swallow someone's tooth.
It is. It is. So and you had that conversation early.
Can I swallow this?
Hey, you are looking for this before you take it. I have a quick question.
You want this back? Do you want this back?
It was on the ground.
Hey, excuse me? You dropped this. Can I swallow it?
You dropped this. I can give it back, or I can just
excuse me, ma'am. You dropped your tooth. Can I have it and swallow it? Huh? I said you dropped your tooth. I'm trying to swallow
it. It's kind of loud in here.
Sorry, I can't. It's weird if I say it louder, maybe. Can I swallow your tooth that you dropped on the club? In the club?
Let's go drop our tooth in a club. Let's
drop
weekend.
Our tooth. Dude, it says here, swallowed battery, most swallowed batteries cause no problem.
What? That's not good information to have out there. There's specifically babies can swallow two
okay.
small batteries.
Sure, but babies are a little different.
It's dangerous.
It's dangerous. It says batteries lodged in the esophagus, which is the food pipe between the mouth and the stomach. Just so you know. Batteries lodged in the esophagus must be removed immediately because if it stays there, leakage could cause that like
choking.
The leakage could cause like burns.
Oh, it could burn
like,
a hole
it
through
could
your,
burn
shit.
Your shit.
Yeah, because it's acid.
But yeah. If you swallow it, most of the time you just pass it.
No, but your stomach acids break it down, and then the stuff in the battery gets into your system.
But I think it doesn't stay.
And then you run too fast.
And if you run, and then you just keep going and going.
And that's no good. You need sleep. You won't be able to sleep
if you
swallow
drink
a battery.
Yeah, if you eat a battery, you're not gonna sleep for a couple days. You're gonna be up.
Let me write that down.
You're gonna be up. If you swallow a battery, you better prepare because you're gonna be up.
Don't swallow batteries.
Because you're gonna be up. Like when your mom says, "Don't drink coffee after 3 p.m." You're gonna be up.
I can't drink coffee at the diner at 3 p.m. I'll be up all night.
But yeah, dude, I guess our stomach acids don't break down the battery.
That's weird to me.
It doesn't. It just, I mean, but dude, you know why? Because one day, little Jimmy ate a battery, and it would have been fine had our stomach acids not broken down the walls of the battery, and then that acid went in there and probably did some bad damage or something. Yeah. So they're like, we gotta fix our formula, our acid formula. Or no, we gotta fix our casing, our battery casing,
right,
so that it can't be broken down by...
Yeah, like they used to be in the 70s, they were candy coated.
Yeah, it was just foil. You could just
it was that acid in a paper bag.
In a bag, yeah. And it was like you just plug the two ends to the metal part sticking out of the bag.
Yeah. And there wasn't even a sign that says you shouldn't open
this. Right. And if you did, it was real bad. Dude, so where are we at on time? We're doing time for spawns? Okay, it is time for spawns. But dude, I want to tell you about, did you know that there was a guy who, had his friends eat his foot?
What?
His friends ate, this guy lost his foot and then his friends all ate it.
Why is this song?
Hear that story?
No.
Okay.
He lost his foot?
Yeah, we'll get to that after the sponsors.
Okay, good cliffhanger.
Yeah, how about that? And then we got some good stuff. We got some good stuff planned ahead of us.
Don't know about the future. Is any money here?
Guys, thanks for listening to the show. We want to thank HeadGum. We want to thank the sponsors.
HeadGum, the sponsors.
Mike, you've been a busy boy.
I've been everywhere, man.
Did you guys like the Boston show? Let us know about it.
Steve edited that.
I did edit that.
Did you like the Boston show?
Steve edited that. Did you like the Boston show?
Steve edited that.
I edited that.
Steve edited that.
Guys, HelloFresh is a delicious, wonderful company. And I'll tell you, they'll serve you with a bunch of ingredients that you can then use to make your own delicious meals.
And we have. And let me tell you, baby boy, I made some Szechuan pork the other day. Ooh, baby.
Dude.
And then I had to sear a pork steak. And I was nervous that I was going to screw it up, and then I didn't screw it up, and it felt like I made restaurant food.
And how do you feel now?
I feel confident in my skills. I feel like I could cook more. And it taught me to believe in myself, quite frankly.
Me and the boys were talking about the spicy burrito pork bowls. Did you get that one, buddy? Did you get that one?
No.
I got a different one. Spicy burrito pork bowls.
Old Bay butter up chicken, mashed potatoes, and roasted carrots and green beans.
Surprisingly easy to make mashed potatoes. Easy. That's what HelloFresh taught me.
That's the thing. You will learn kind of a lot of like cooking fundamentals.
Yeah. If you love mashed potatoes and you're ever like, fuck, I wish I had some mashed potatoes. There's not that much work between you and having mashed potatoes. And that's what HelloFresh taught me.
Oh! Mike, you should know that the ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in under a week.
No, I didn't know that, but thank you for telling me.
And they arrive fresh. And that's what we're talking about here. Mike, we're talking about HelloFresh, and we're talking about how these ingredients arrive fresh. So now you get it?
Yes, thank you.
They always arrive fresh, and you can skip the trip to the grocery store. And guys, you can pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. And skip weeks when you need to. You can skip weeks, Mike. And change your delivery date, Mike. Or
you can skip weeks and trips.
Mike, check this out, Mike. What? You can update your preferences all in the HelloFresh app, Mike.
Oh.
And dude, hey, Mike.
What?
HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about with 6 recipes per week to choose from, Mike. So So look, we love it, obviously, Mike, and me and all the boys love it. We talk about it all the time because it's delicious. And who doesn't talk about when you have something delicious? So you can't wait to talk to your boys about it. So go to HelloFresh.com/banter16 and use that code banter16 for up to 16 free meals, Mike. Into the void. There he goes. And three free gifts. Dude, how cool is that? 16 free meals and three free gifts at HelloFresh.com/banter16. Use that code banter16. Get those 16 free meals and three free gifts, Mike. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Thank you, HelloFresh. Mike.
You noticed in the last ad read.
You guys told us to do personal.
Nothing more personal
than addressing your friend the whole time, who's also had it.
By name.
Guys, MeUndies.
Ooh. Oh my goodness, MeUndies, don't get me started.
Imagine this, scented candles, soothing spa music, a warm but not hot cup of green tea, a fresh pair of comfy undies.
It sounds like someone else's fantasy.
Does that sound nice?
It sounds fine.
Because they're all important aspects of practicing self-care. And maybe your mind doesn't automatically leap to thinking of underwear as self-care. But it should.
It should.
After all, undies are the first thing you reach for in the morning, aren't they? Maybe?
Ish.
They literally set the tone for the rest of your day. They're one of the most important garments that you put on your body.
I remember times in my life where I was like, I don't have any good pairs of underwear right now.
I know.
When you first start wearing boxers and you rub holes in them and you're like, I got four pairs of boxers. I'm not going to ask my mom for more. That's embarrassing.
Right. Like, mom, I need more boxers.
I'm 27.
Right. Mommy, my body needs more boxers. I've put holes in all of them.
Mommy, need more undies. You move out.
Yeah, you move out.
And then we start getting MeUndies, and I've never not had a nice pair of...
No such thing as a bad undie day.
Yeah, yeah. Which is really nice and a weird comfort. Dude, when you're going away and you're packing all your underwear and you're like, I got to pack my good underwear, just line that shit up with MeUndies.
It's all MeUndies. Yeah. It's all the good underwear.
And I'm sorry I said the S word, but I felt passionate about it.
No, Mike, no one's going to fault you for that. Sometimes it can feel challenging to take care of yourself in the way you deserve, which is why the MeUndies membership was designed to make your life easier. With free shipping and returns on every order, savings on virtually everything they make, exclusive sales, and early access to their newest stuff, it's the ultimate way to ensure you start off every day in total comfy bliss. Available in sizes extra small to 4XL, with new prints dropping monthly, there's always something new to try. You can get super soft undies, bralettes, or socks shipped right to your door. And, hey, maybe live a more comfortable life.
And we're back.
So guys, MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any of you first-time purchasers, how dare you? It's time to jump on the MeUndies train with the rest of us. You can get 15% off on your order there. And for a limited time, if you sign up for their free-to-join MeUndies membership, you get 25% off your first membership item. Ha! So, let's recap here. To get 25% off your first membership item or 15% off your first order and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Thank you, MeUndies. 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 Whoa. Did someone just go by real fast?
One person, yeah.
And last but not least, guys, let's talk about private internet access. Okay.
About VPNs.
Private Internet Access, PIA, is a VPN that hides your IP address, encrypts your connection, and keeps you safe online. Nowadays, you can't be too careful. Today's episode is sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. I'm sure you've heard of VPNs. You hear people talking about it. Maybe your kids, maybe your friends. Hey, VPN, VPN. What the heck is VPN? Network for your internet, guys. And even if you use incognito mode on your browser, your internet service provider is storing your browsing data still, and many times even selling it. And then, isn't that interesting? But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin, Mike. And with servers in over 75 countries, you could get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content around the world. So are you like, man, I want to use this beep service, but I can't watch beep because it's only playing in Europe? Well, guess what? A VPN can help you access things all around the world. And PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browser extensions for all your devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Mag. Whoa. Huh? And PIA has 30 million downloads worldwide and is available on all platforms, Windows, Mac OS, Android, Linux, and iOS. And if you sign up with PIA right now, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Dynamic Banter listeners. You visit privateinternetaccess.com/banter. That's privateinternetaccess.com/banter, B-A-N-T-E-R, to get 3 years plus 4 months free for only $1.98 per month, huh? So you get 3 years plus 4 months free for only $1.98 per month. That's 83% off.
Get out.
No, I won't, because it's true.
I'm telling you to get out.
No, I won't get out, because I'll tell you it's true.
What?
The offer also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee if for some reason you're not happy, and that's awesome. So, oh, and it's much cheaper than virtually and every other VPN on the market. How about that? And it helps your boys out on the DB. That's this show. So, why don't you guys go check out privateinternetaccess.com/banter, and it'll be real good time for everybody.
That's great advice.
Thanks, man. So, once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com/banter, privateinternetaccess.com/banter. Thank you so much to Private Internet Access.
Thanks, Doc. Is that good? Are we good? I've got some shows coming up in Texas.
Hell yeah, dude.
That I would love to see you at.
Please.
First of all, tonight, which is Thursday, I'll be in San Diego. So why don't you come out tonight if you could find some way to do that. April 14th, which is Thursday, 9 o'clock, doing Surrounded at the Moon Tower Festival at the Velve Comedy Theater. Same thing on the 15th.
This is all Texas? O'clock.
This is all Texas. Wow, Austin,
cool,
Texas.
Cool, man.
Thank you, Steve. And 15th and 16th, doing the same thing. So show on Thursday, 9, Velve Comedy Theater. Show on Friday, 7. Show on Saturday, 9. And I think they're filming the one on Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Be a part of
the Just for Laughs people.
My Falzone's history.
There's really good comedians on that, and I don't want to say any of their names because I don't know if it's going to change.
Okay.
But some of my favorite comedians are on that. Real nice.
That's awesome. Is anybody coming from L.A.?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of L.A. people.
That's really cool.
A lot of New York people. A lot of great Austin people.
Dude, Austin's so great. If you guys have never been, what a time to go.
Yeah. You got to go around this time. April 29th, come back to the Los Angeles. Heard of it? Mm-hmm. For the Netflix is a Joke Festival. And we're doing those shows at Surrounded at the Hollywood Improv in the Lab. So there's tickets for that for the 29th. Mm-hmm. The early show and the late show. So it's 7 and 9:45.
You know, I got my tickets for that.
You did get your tickets.
Yes, I did. I'm very excited.
And you're one of the reasons the early show might be sold out right now.
Ooh.
You wrote it?
So there's only one way to go see, and that's to go and see it.
There's only one way to see it, and that's by going and seeing it.
Yeah. Of course not.
Mike, I'm so excited for you, dude.
Thank you, man.
This is such an exciting time.
Yeah.
And you're really getting out there, and you're fucking hustling. You're working your goddamn ass off, and you're getting some cool shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it like it was, trying to make up for lost time.
It's working, dude. I was just talking to a friend about how we were talking about those blues we had during the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
and look at us now.
Can I tell you about a different type of blues?
Yeah.
So blues. I did all these shows with Olin, mm-hmm. and I had a great time doing like longer sets on the road.
Yeah.
And now I kind of get to a point when I do that a lot where I'm tired of the material and I want to challenge myself to do new things.
Yeah.
And that helps you grow the time that you already have, and then it becomes one big thing, hopefully. But going like back to the drawing board is, I think I'm better at it than I was, but it's still very humbling to be like, maybe I just think that this and that are funny.
Yeah.
Or it's definitely, whatever you say is definitely not going to be the last version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had a lot of material that did really well for a long time. And now it's back to like trying to build up again.
Dude, I love that.
Yeah. But it's very much like, if you come see me pretty soon, it's going to be new.
Yeah.
And it might not be great.
It's going to be new and you might never hear it again. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because like,
it's just very humbling to be, to say a thing and to have people be like,
nah, not that one. But do you ever feel like, but it's so good, why isn't anybody laughing at it? And then you're like, I'm going to try it in a different one. Maybe it's the audience.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you could change. That's the fun part about stand-up. It's like it's a puzzle. It's like you could change a million things about it.
I would try like three times with three different audiences.
Yeah.
And if it didn't work, I'd be like, I guess that's a dead joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
There are ones that I still say that the audience doesn't love, but I think it's so fun.
Yeah, but you got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to, man. There's got to be the ones that you're like, I think this is funny no matter what, and I'm always going to do it.
Yeah.
Dude, there's so much. We could talk about this foot thing really quickly.
Okay.
And then we could do some history roads.
Okay.
But I really want to show you this thing that I got also.
Okay.
So let's get through this foot thing real quick because we don't want to keep people hanging. So this guy got, I don't know how long ago this was. So we're going to paraphrase a lot of this. But this guy got into a bike wreck. He was on a bike, not a motorcycle.
This Precious Moments music is going to be on this whole time.
Yeah, is that okay? Do you like it? Do you want? Do you think it should change?
It really just depends on the future,
the mood,
the well being of the show. I'm trying to think about the future.
I'm thinking of the future.
Anyway, foot story.
So this guy got into a bad bicycle wreck, and his foot was like crushed.
Yeah.
All the bones like obliterated, yeah. And the doctors were like, "We can't save your foot. It's like these bones are too broken. It's not going to heal.
We gotta take it."
So he's like, "Yeah." They're like, "We're gonna amputate your foot.
Yeah. Can you make it into a keychain?"
So he was like, "I want my foot." Like when they took it off, he's like, "Sure, you can take my foot, but yeah. I want it."
Yeah.
And sure, it's your foot, right? Like some people would be like, "Fucking throw it in the incinerator. I don't give a fuck. It's gone, right?"
Yeah. Just put it in a trash can around the office.
Yeah, put it on the top of a full trash can. Clean it up real nice and just set it right.
Yeah, put the gauze
over the gross part, yeah. And then put a little tape around it so it just looks like.
To be respectful, yeah.
Just so it's not too gross.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he was like, he wanted his foot, and you can't just take your feet. You can't just have your body parts. Hmm. Like, there's some ethical.
There's protocol.
It's a biohazard, and you don't want that. Nobody really wants that.
Putting it on something it's not.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's a whole world we don't want to go to,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But this guy wanted his foot because he was like, "I want to taxidermy it or do something funny with it or something."
He's had it for so long.
He's a silly guy. It's been with him his whole life. So I guess you can say for religious reasons, you need to keep your removed appendage
because you need to be with it in the afterlife.
Yeah, you gotta take it with you.
You don't want
to
have one foot in the afterlife.
You can't have one foot in the grave and that's it. So, because there's some religions where you need to be buried whole.
Huh.
Like you have to have your whole body there.
So do they just put it?
Like right next to you? They put it in your hands.
They put it in your pocket?
Just... That's very funny. Do you put a sock and a shoe on it too? Yeah.
Dude, that's what I would do if there was anyone in the office who took their shoes off at work.
You
I
put it on the foot! If you ever leave your shoe...
Don't do that.
It's going on the foot. It's going on the foot. So he took it home and he got to sign all this paperwork and they let him take his foot. And he was like, "I want to taxidermy this and put it like on my mantle as a funny thing. This is my foot."
Yeah.
And couldn't find anybody to do that.
Right.
But remembered that years ago, he and his friends had suggested a hypothetical situation. And Mike, I will present it to you as well.
Okay.
If you were given a 100% ethical opportunity to eat human,
mm-hmm.
would you do it?
I don't. There's no desire in me that wants to do that.
Same. But there's, but no there's curiosity. Also, but like, what's something similar? Like, escargot.
What's that?
Escargot is snails. In France, they serve you snails. They're like all made fancy and like, but they're like in the shells and they give you this little fork and you like, fuck, they eat snails.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a delicacy. It's like a fancy delicacy.
Yeah.
You know, escargot has been one of those things where you're like, ew, snail, eat a snail. But if I was in France and I was having a nice meal, and someone was like, "Monsieur, the escargot," I'd be like, Oh shit,
it's happening.
There's escargot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I gotta try it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in France and they love it here.
I totally get the thought process.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, would you try escargot?
No, I don't want to eat a snail.
So that's cool. So like, you don't want to eat a snail. You know you don't want.
I get why
you
would. I get why it's attractive.
So these guys were like, yeah, I'd fucking eat a piece of human. Why not? Who gives a fuck? YOLO, right?
Yeah.
Especially if it was ethical. Mm-hmm. But this was all hypothetical. And of course, when would you ever be served that opportunity?
In France, when they just come, the food.
The food. Oh, okay, here we go.
And the night the chef have a foot.
Would you like the nail, sir?
No, I don't want a piece with the
Please,
nail.
Please, it is your birthday. Yeah. You get the nails.
The chef is very disappointed you've not eaten your nail.
He took all day watching YouTube videos to paint the nail.
He's like the little hole on the door. He's like, he's got his forehead leaning on it. You can just see his eyes. He's real sad.
He's a real sad you've not tried
He's
your
a real
nail.
Sad chef, huh?
the Chevy's, he's worked here for 35 years. No. He's never been this sad before. Look at him, man.
We have never seen him.
Why is it Italian now? Look, his name is it just
he's at the sad part.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not Italian. Wait, you're not French.
Wait, what the fuck? Eat the food.
Oh, Giuseppe, hide the linguine.
We got to get rid of the food.
Running into in fast motion. And then running into the door and then coming out another door. Yeah. And then a gorilla suddenly in there.
Italian Benny Hill. Giuseppe here.
Oh. So like, okay, so this guy was like, he couldn't find anyone to taxidermy his foot and take him seriously.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right, well, at least make a mold of it and like, you know, make gag gifts for my friends or something, like a paperweight. That is like an exact mold.
This guy's trying to really make his foot think about him.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? So he then decides, what if we fucking cook up my foot?
Fuck.
And serve it.
Yeah.
And like,
how long do you get to make this decision?
I know. You don't have long.
No.
Well, he said he cut a big chunk of it, of the muscle, and then put it in a bag and put it in the freezer. And was like, he cut it. And he talked about how it was so weird to be like holding his own foot.
So close to his face.
And it's like, it's like shouldn't be. And he was like, it was real strange.
Did he feel it?
I know, right? Like when he, like kind of like, I know.
I'd rather read that horn.
It was hard to read. But he ended up calling his friends and said, he called like 11, he had like a text thread with like 11 of his closest friends.
Listen, I can't finish this.
I'm never going to be able to finish this. Guys, I got a whole foot. And I figured,
I had a big lunch.
I live alone. I'm not going to finish this. You think I'm going to finish this?
I got a 1 foot sub waiting for this.
I guess my eyes were bigger than my tummy. And my foot. My foot was bigger than my tummy. I really put my foot in my mouth.
Over and over again until I got full.
And then into my stomach. So like, so he texts his friends and says, hey guys, remember when we were like, would we eat human if we got an ethical option?
When you said that?
He's remember? Like, well, let's make good on it. You guys want to come eat my foot? Fuck. And one person said no. And the rest were like, fuck it, let's do it.
Damn.
So he got a chef friend to make them into fajitas.
Fajitas.
Fajitas, dude. Straight up. Fajitas. I was thinking, if this was a... Fajitas. Fajitas. Fajitas.
Fajitas.
Dude, fajitas. Dude, like, I was like, if this story had happened when SourceFed was around...
Oh, yeah.
We would have been like, let Mike and I do the foot, please.
Hey, just so you know, we're doing the foot
thing.
And like, everyone else would be like, what are you talking about?
Why? And then I go, Mike, tell him. And you go, feed us. And they go, all right, get in there. Get in there. It's ready.
Feet.
Send it to the iPad. Let's go.
Send it to the iPad.
Send it to Nighthawk.
And then Zach is like, what's the story about?
Fetus? What's fetus?
And Chris is like this.
Fajitas? Footheetas. What is footheetas.html?
.jpeg.
.doc. Yeah. Okay, so so his friend cooked it into fajitas, dude. Like, it, and then made tacos.
Hmm.
They ate like foot tacos.
Yeah.
And one friend spit it out right away.
Tacos.
The rest of them ate it. Tacos. Dude.
And then one of his friends spit it out.
One friend spit it out. And what the rest moment. Of them ate it. Yeah. And
Never do that.
Yeah, same, man. But like, it's kind of like a intimate experience. Like if you're close, if you guys are real close
friends.
That's
more than fucking your friend. That's way more.
Well,
than...
he was in the article. He said that while they were all like eating.
He's getting like tickled. Like, he's giggling.
Well, he was like all he giggles. I would have been like, ow, just get it. No, like he was saying, I'm inside all of you right now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm inside eight of you at once. And that's when his
friend spit it out.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the next morning he said one of his friends texted him and said, I pooped you out. Hey, buddy, I just want you to know.
I've gotten breakup texts like that
before. I'm pooping you out.
Just so you know, I'm pooping you out of my life.
You're pooped out of my life. Anyway, how crazy is that?
Very.
And then you're like, dude, you guys ate your fucking friend's foot.
It just can't taste good. I don't know. I guess you can make anything taste good. There's just no desire.
All right. I got to share this with you. Maybe we won't do History Roads. Or we could do one or something.
Whoa, what the fuck?
But I got to share this with you, Mike.
We have a written History Road. We could just...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll do that one. That's special. Where are we at? What's our time code there? I can't
see. It says 1 hour.
Okay, great. Dude.
What?
I went to Idlewild, mm-hmm. and there was like a little market where there were these like artisans and artists selling like...
Their wares.
Their wares. And I got to this little old man... who had like all of his wares, and they were all kaleidoscopes.
Fun.
And I was like a little bit buzzed on my own fun, and I was like, oh shit, this would like really hit right now, like a little bump of that kaleidoscope.
I'll pay you anything.
Let me hit that scope, bro.
And I get like, a little taste of the scope. Let me
get a hit of that, bro. Yeah, so I was like, I picked up one of the scopes. And I like looked through it, and I was like turning the wheels. There's like two wheels.
That's fun.
One can go this way, and one can go the other way.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker, I gotta buy this because how fucking cool are kaleidoscopes?
Very cool. Very cool how the pattern can never really be duplicated.
The same, yeah.
And it's so simple.
It's just mirrors.
And
it's like,
dude, same but different. I went to a hotel in Palm Springs, and on the side of the bed, their little like knickknack was one of those like viewfinder things.
Oh, love
them. And I forgot that those pictures are 3D.
Yeah, dude.
And they're so fucking cool. I could look at that shit forever.
And they look awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I was just at the Getty, and they had those like, there are these old 3D scope things. You remember those?
Yeah.
Where there's like they put like a sheet of like paper, or like they put like a card with a picture on it.
Yeah. Come see the dancing girl.
At the end of this thing, and then you put, you like look through the scope,
mm-hmm.
and then it like, you can adjust it, and it like looks 3D, and you're like, what the fuck? And that shit's from like, you know, 1800s or something, or 1700s or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was one of those there, and those are cool. Those are like the first Viewmasters, pretty much, those little things.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was like, dude, I gotta buy this fucking kaleidoscope. So I bought the kaleidoscope, Mike.
Cool.
And I brought it to share it with
Beautiful.
You.
I can't wait to see.
Dude.
It's wearing a t-shirt.
It's wearing a t-shirt. And by the way.
Is it glass?
This t-shirt, it is. It's like a fancy.
Barf Simpton.
It was supposed to say Barf Symptom. But the guy misspelled it, and everyone said it's funnier this way.
Yes, it is. Yes, it absolutely is.
I almost corrected him and was like, no, that's not what I asked for.
Sometimes it's not what you asked for, but it's what
but
you
it's
need.
Yeah, you didn't know you needed it.
Okay.
So there's the two wheels. So
I love it.
You can spin one wheel, and then you get like that one effect. Oh, isn't that great, dude?
Yeah, I'm going to cast.
I mean, come on, man. And then that one does like colors. The one on the end will change, like, the color of everything.
Dude, I remember when I used to have these back in the day. Sometimes we even used to make them in, like, art class.
Yeah, you could make them.
I remember having them on a certain, like, configuration.
Yeah.
And being like, I wish I could have that.
Right, forever. And keep that configuration.
But watch this. Now it's gone.
Gone forever. You'll never see it again.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
I went back.
No. You can't.
No, it's not the same.
No, you'll never see it again.
Going back, there it is. That's not it.
Don't try it. You'll never see it again.
It's just beautiful and nice.
Isn't it great, dude?
And this is so cool that someone made that.
Yeah, that guy made that, dude. And I was like, I gotta take good care of this, and this is a really cool piece of art.
Yeah.
Because it's also like, you know, handmade, really cool piece of...
I've never seen a glass one before.
Right? It's pretty cool. The guy had like these airplane ones. They look like little biplanes, and you could like look through them, and the propeller is like the... little wheel you turn and stuff.
That's great.
But this one seemed like the least weird one, I guess. You could kind of keep this on your desk.
Yeah, you don't want to get a weird kaleidoscope.
No, and then I was like, Then we took it back to like the cabin we were all staying at, and everyone was having a great time with it.
Everybody fucked themselves.
Everybody was coming all over the place because of it, dude. And we were talking about how visually satisfying a kaleidoscope is,
yeah,
and how people don't realize that it's almost like taking a bump of a cool drug. And so we were talking about having like a necklace kaleidoscope so you could like get a little hit like when you're out, you know, and you could share it with your friends and be like, yo dude, come on, let me hit that scope.
Dude, did you ever have those things that were just like, it was a keychain, but it was one viewfinder?
Yeah, and it had like a little picture from like Knott's Berry Farm.
You on, yeah. You standing in front of a Bunkin Page?
Dude, yeah. That was like some 80s shit.
Yeah.
Or like 90s. They're like those little plastic things.
I need a little hit of family right now. And then I need to see you guys on a train.
I need to see me in the tiniest shorts I ever wore and my dad looking like a 70s porn star right now. There it is.
Yeah. All of our dads look like porn stars at one
point. Right? Because that was like kind of the way. That was the way it looked good. But anyway, dude, I highly recommend for those of you out there that have not had the splendor of a kaleidoscope,
you have to.
Just get a hit. Get your kaleidoscope hit in any way that you can, because they're so cool and they're awesome. And then I was like talking about how much I love kaleidoscopes, and one of my friends was like, are you going to be like a kaleidoscope guy? Like, you're going to turn into a kaleidoscope guy?
Is that a personality?
And I was like, I think it's a new one that we haven't identified yet.
That can't be it. Kaleidoscope's been around for so long.
Yeah, but like, do you know a kaleidoscope guy or a kaleidoscope girl?
It just kind of seems like a boring thing to be.
Right, because you'd think that it would be the replacement for a personality, right? You'd think that I don't need a personality as long as I got my scopes.
Dude, why would I need true love? I have this one.
No, it's not even that. This is what I'm in love with.
Three wheels
on
this one.
Like, it's like I don't have a personality, but if I can get this lady back to my apartment, I'm going to get her with my scopes.
If I could just show her this one.
If only she'd see my scopes. Dear Jesus, up in heaven, please let a lady come see my scopes. Please, they just need to see my scopes.
That would work. I think it's very beautiful. If his intentions were pure.
They're totally pure. Yeah. He just wants to be like, everyone needs to enjoy the joy of a kaleidoscope.
What if he got this beautiful woman back to his apartment and she's like, oh, yeah, I've seen those. Fun.
Wait, but when was the last time you looked into one?
I'll look at one right now. Give me one.
Okay. But wait, before you look into it, when was the last time you looked?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Give me that thing.
Whoa, so pretty.
Oh, shit.
And it changes.
It's not like the coolest
thing
ever. Damn. Does it feel good?
So cool.
Is it good to like, does it make you
feel? Whoa, you have a lot of these kind of.
All right, I guess we're done here, huh? Shit. Because let me tell you something. This is all I got.
What?
It's all I got is kaleidoscopes. I don't have a...
Open the fridge. What the fuck?
I went too far.
I would say there's 300 kaleidoscopes.
At least, if I had to throw a number out.
A lot of them are broken, looks like.
Dude, get your kaleidoscope hits out there while you can.
Dude, and then the guy at the end of the movie, he smashes all of his kaleidoscopes. And he makes a big wheel for like a telescope.
Dude, that's what happens. So he smashes all of his fucking, it's this big dramatic scene. It's all in slow motion. It's all sad and he's crying.
And kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. He's smashing all this colored glasses everywhere. And
in his skin.
Beans and stuff. Like those like beads.
Beads.
And just like pieces, colorful shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And then finally he looks on the ground. And it's just like the ground is full of this like confetti, like glass confetti.
Beautiful.
Essentially.
Beautiful.
And then he's like, wait a minute.
I know what I have to do. I can make a giant kaleidoscope.
Yeah, and then he makes the big giant.
He makes like the roof of some building.
Like this, yeah. He makes this, but a big giant one.
Yeah.
And then he puts it on a telescope. Yeah. And then he like has a mechanism that turns it.
It's a giant hand.
Yeah. A big. Why'd you do that? You didn't have to do that.
He could have done like a motor system.
That's too much. You're going too. That's too much.
He built a
big version of a guy. A big guy. They're like, this man built a huge kaleidoscope. That's so magical and wonderful. And he built a giant guy doing it. And it's creepy looking.
It's not that good.
And it's really loud.
ruins the experience.
So beautiful.
What's the name of that movie?
Scoped.
Halloween.
Kyle.
Kyle. It should just be called Kyle. Guys, we got a history road, a physical history road.
Yeah.
While you were on the road, what's the story behind this?
This was sent to us by a longtime viewer, friend, and contributor. Had a lot of contributions to the zine.
Mm-hmm. Cadence
Nixon, a very awesome artist, tattoo artist from Canada.
And I'm really excited about this because it looks like kind of a cool little zine or something. Like she gave us her own zine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has contact stuff in the back, but this is so great. There's like a page with like some art on it there.
Yeah.
And there's like a picture of Jack Black up
Who's
there.
Who's that for, you think?
The Jack Black picture?
Yeah.
Well, he's got sunglasses on. So you tell me. Uh-huh. And it says, thank you.
Keep it down. It has stuff on it.
Oh, right.
On the back.
Oh, right. You're right. It has like a phone number and stuff.
Yeah.
But it says, thank you for all the laughs. And there is like a little starfish.
Yes.
There. And then there's a Jack Black there with a sign with a little talk bubble that says, I like people food.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another sticker down here that says, who's master now?
Yes.
And then there's a little picture of her there on a moth, and it says literally me, younger. Did you cut up a picture of her? Do you think she cut a picture of her when she was a little kid?
I think kids now have no shortage of pictures.
Pictures of themselves.
So that it's less precious.
But that's pretty awesome that you
and
did
now
that.
We have that picture of you.
Now
as
we
a kid.
Have it forever. it's about time, actually.
Also, she made this, like, this got destroyed in the mail, but she made this, like, show poster.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Damn, dude.
Look at me. Look how high.
I love it. I like Sharpie art
a
lot.
Man.
I'm a big fan of the thick black lines and stuff.
Big admirer.
But she sent, she wrote to us saying, Dear Mike and Steve, it's your good pal Cadence. Words cannot express how grateful I was to be involved with the DB zine. Cadence, did Cadence do the Flash art?
Yes.
The tattoo stuff?
Yes.
Right, maybe?
Yes.
Yes.
I said yes.
I'm taking my best guess. Yes, because Cadence is a tattoo artist.
Yes.
That would make sense.
That's what I was assuming, too. But if we're wrong, sorry. it was truly a dream come true. I wanted to send some goodies your way to show my appreciation for y'all. May I?
Yes.
For Mike, I handcrafted this funky show poster. Feel free to use it for whenever you please.
What does this mean, and what are the bags under the eyes?
Well, I'm going to tell you about that later after the show, okay?
Okay.
I hope it stayed in good condition during transit. Either way, message me for the digital version.
Into the digital version.
Pulled me into her digital version.
For Steve, a small history road comes along with the shirt I designed while watching the first season of Lost. And it looks like it's Sawyer. All the best cowboys have daddy issues. And it's sad Sawyer. On the back it says Cadence Inkson.
Yes.
And it's so cool. Very Inside Baseball Lost t-shirt. It says, as you may know, this is the title of season 1, episode 11, which I thought would look pretty fun on a shirt. Fast forward to when I started listening to It Feels Like the First Time podcast. I accidentally did not respect the format. You son of a bitch. Fuck.
He's upset. Clearly upset.
Fuck. I was so excited to see what y'all had to say about this episode and its title. You can imagine my shock when you only had negative remarks. How could this be? Steve absolutely ripped apart this episode title and how stupid it was. Of course, this made me laugh and added a layer of depth and hilarity to the shirt.
Do you remember any of this?
It's a Sawyer episode, And it might be one of the ones where they're like trying to be like a dramatic, like super dramatic. I think it was just an over dramatic episode that didn't work for me. Okay. I don't know. I can't really remember. I just so happened to have an extra, so I thought you'd enjoy it. Please come do Dynamic Banter in Toronto ASAP and get tattoos from me while you're here. Much, much love from your two honk Canadian-born girl, Cadence.
Dude, so dangerous. I'm at a dangerous point in my tattoo getting.
Dude, and people keep offering tattoos.
I really don't care what it is.
I know. Is that okay?
Of course.
I'm getting a tattoo today.
What are you getting?
Shannon Haynes, who did my horn.
Of horn fame.
Of horn fame, is doing a bits tattoo.
That's great.
So I'm going to have jokes and bits.
Good. That's great.
Right. And bits has double meaning, too. Because in the UK, people call their junk their bits.
So you want that.
Yeah. So it's like, yo, let me see your bits.
So if a British person ever asks you for your bits.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. You want to see, hey, you want to see my bits?
And then they look right in your eyes and you're like, that's not what I mean.
Fucking got ya. Fucking got him.
You know that's not what I mean. As Jason Statham trying to see your dick.
That's pretty good, actually.
You know that's not what I mean.
Oi. Oi, in your bird's nest. You know what I mean? Oh, man, I see your Prius. Take it out. First row is a punchy.
All right. Well, anyway, that's it. Thanks, Cadence. I love the shirt. Yeah. I love the cute note.
Thank you.
And
so
absolutely,
much.
I would love to get tattooed from you in Toronto whenever I'm in Toronto.
Yes.
All right, Mike, you got some shows in Texas. You want to reiterate those real quick?
Please. April 14th, part of the Moon Tower Festival. I'm there 14th, 15th, 16th. And then I'm back in LA, April 29th. Two shows, Surrounded Show for the Netflix is a Joke festival. Thank you
so
much.
So there's two shows. Was the second show added, or was it always two shows?
It's always two shows.
Damn, that's awesome.
It's hard
awesome,
to do anything
dude.
Else in the room afterwards because it's arranged.
Oh, good. Oh, that's right. It is always two shows. That's so stupid.
That's so stupid.
I'm so stupid. I'm a fucking moron idiot. So it's back to back, same night, just like it is. Okay, great.
Yeah. But you got to come in Texas because I don't know that many people in Texas. And the show really only works if the place is packed.
Yeah.
So if you're anywhere near Austin, Texas on those days, please come. You can get tickets to all those on literally the front page of MikeFalzone.com, Squarespace.
Listen,
website.
I know we got people in Austin because when I would go to Fantastic Fest, I would see people there and they'd be like, big Dynamic Banter fans, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, if you guys are listening to this by any chance and you liked Fantastic Fest and you like Dynamic Banter, then go see Mike, you dork.
Come on, you dork.
You dork. You damn dope.
Come on.
You're an old soul. Alright, well guys, thanks for listening to the show. We love you. Mike, I'm glad you're back. I like to see you back, but I also love that you've been on the road.
I hate it when you're back, but I love to watch you leave.
I love to watch you leave, bro, because that big juicy ass. All right, everybody, I'll see you next time on
Dynamic Banter.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.